Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 and verse 40. We call Hebrews chapter 11 the faith chapter. Title this, Some Better Thing. And these all, after we could have read the whole chapter, but in the essence of time, we won't. Surely you're familiar with the faith chapter. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, now look at it, received not the promise. So we read these heroes of the faith, and they received not a promise. But God, verse 40, having provided some better thing for us. That's just incredible. He provided a better thing for you and I, for us, than he did for Noah. Do you see that? That they without us should not be made perfect. They couldn't get it until we got it. So we read chapter 11, the faith chapter. But do we dwell on, I hope you're familiar with B.C. and A.D., the B.C. before Christ. Incorrectly, we call, I do, yeah, you probably don't, but I think of, I understand B.C. before Christ. And A.D. I think of is, what do you think of as A.D.?
After death.
Right, but that's not correct.
No.
It's, yeah, Anno Domini, or Domini, I don't know, I'm not Latin, Greek, you take any word. A.D., which is actually after, it's not after death that actually started, and there is no zero. B.C. starts a year before, and A.D. starts a year after, so I don't know what the, anyway. I'm not going to preach on time this morning, but I did study time this morning. And I believe you have to have light to have time, and that's another sermon for another day, maybe. Who knows? It's way over my head. B.C. and A.D. of the matter. You see, these were yet to have the new birth in Christ Jesus. They were yet to be made perfect. All the faith they had, I'm talking Isaiah, Jeremiah, David, they were yet to be made perfect. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So for them, and I did listen to a message on time this morning by Martin Jones, Christ was yet to come. He hadn't come yet. And you and I, we can't imagine that religion. I can't, and maybe you can, I can't. Imagine that religion, because my religion is based on rock, based on Christ, based on everything about Christ. They didn't have that yet. It was before that, you see. We were born after Christ, A.D. And these are examples, B.C., before Christ. And I believe that we sometimes forget the greater part of this book, the Old Testament, was prior to Christ on this earth. I mean, I don't think about that when I'm reading the faith chapter. I don't think about that when I'm reading in Genesis or when I'm reading in Ezekiel or Proverbs. This was before, they didn't have, this was before what you and I know about Christ. It was before the fact of the greatest thing that was ever to come or to be. Their great faith didn't even have this Bible. And yet we have a whole chapter of their faith. It didn't have, they didn't have the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were yet to receive the blood atonement. Some were even prior to the law. Abraham was prior to the law. Abraham wasn't under law. Not, he wasn't under the annual blood of bull and goats to take away the sins of the past year. God, having provided some better thing for us. Boy, that lays me low. Who among us has wandered about, as spoken in Hebrews 11, in goat skins, destitute, afflicted, and tormented? I haven't. I'm complaining about being over 70. But I haven't wandered about in afflicted and destitute and goat skins. So you stop and think about that. You consider that, how blessed you and I really are. Look where we're sitting. Look at the edifice we're in. The atmosphere. The morning that the Lord gave me this, I looked around and I thought, I've got a shelter of sheetrock. I didn't have sheetrock. I've got a floor under my feet. They usually had dirt. And then I have conditioned air, heat in the winter, cool in the summer, indoor water and plumbing, a bed of foam with linens, a closet full of clothes to wear. Hang on, someone got cut off. We're going to try this once again. All right, there we go. Sorry, we had a little glitch. So I've got a bed of foam with linens and a closet full of clothes to wear. Got a pantry that some folks in some countries couldn't imagine. A freezer, more than one, food to eat, light when I want it. The other night, a couple nights ago, we lost power, and I'm sitting there with some candles, and I thought, could I read this word? It would be almost impossible with just a candle to read this word. With just a candle. A cool drink of water. And not just water. And not just cool, but cold if I want it. I got ice. A machine that makes ice. I've got instant transportation. Instant. Everything my heart could desire. I want to go now. Okay, well, let's go. Well, it's several miles away. Okay, you see? Okay, we'll be right back. Now, you consider those things. For what does your heart desire? I started a word this morning from 1 Peter about what we're to offer God are spiritual sacrifices. Spiritual. Not natural. Not fleshly. Spiritual. And though we possess all these things, it doesn't make us bad people. It's certainly not the treasures of Egypt. I don't think you'd want to go to Egypt. We're far beyond Egypt. And then so a lot of people, they mistakenly... they take a vow of poverty. Well, I'll live without this and I'll be much more holy. I'll dress this way. I'll be much more holy. I'll live this way. Now I'm much more holy because I don't do that and I don't do this and I don't go there and I don't do, you know. Does it make you more holy because you drive a 10-year-old automobile? I mean, do you ever think about those things? Oh, I don't buy new automobiles. Okay. That's fine with me. But what's that got to do with holiness? You know, I don't eat steak. Okay. Fine. You know? What's that got to do with holiness? Those before us are now made perfect just as we are. And that's also faith, that all the aforementioned in faith are, though dead to the world, alive in Christ. Do you understand that? B.C., A.D. Now they, I think of Christ going and Peter going and preaching to the prisoners. Now they are as alive in Christ as we are. He's come to them. And just the words of our text, how humbling they are. That God provided some better thing for us. We didn't have to die physically to get this. They did. They all died. And he provided some better thing for us. They were looking for what we got. It's an amazing thing. They were looking for his first coming. Now, what are you and I looking for? His second coming. That he'd come back. But it was the first that made us and now them perfect. The very fact that you and I born Anno Domini. After the atonement, after the redemption, partakers of the New Testament. The will's only good after what? It speaks of it in the Bible, but actually in the book of Hebrews. The guy has to die. My will's only good after I die. Okay? I have to die. After the testator has died. Well, he did. The will's been read, and you and I have inherited eternal life. You're reading the will. You know? Kelsey, let's see. He's left you eternal life. Travis, what does he got? Eternal life. Melissa, eternal life. You see? Jeff, eternal life. Wait, do we have something for the Armenian? Eternal life. What about the Greek? Eternal life. The will's been read, and those in Christ have inherited eternal life. Chosen in him before the foundation of the earth. A.D. He said, it's finished. Now then, we've ours. But did you consider God's portion? His portion. He's not ruling from the grave, but from the heavens. Turn back in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Verse 9. For the Lord's portion is what? You see it? Deuteronomy 32:9. What's his portion?
People.
The people. Okay, now I want my portion. I came, I died for you. I suffered and I bled. Paid your sin debt. Paid off all your debts. You're debt free. I've given you eternal life. I want my portion. The Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. For the Lord's portion is his people. This great inheritance comes not without great responsibilities. Just like in life. I leave you this ranch. I was telling her yesterday the great responsibility You know, we have to do this. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, I don't know. Well, you're fixing to learn. And it's the same with Christ and us. I don't know. First day I rose from the grave of sin, and I don't know. Well, you're fixing to learn. Because now you have a responsibility. Do you see? Because we are his portion. You might say, carrying on the family name, the sons of God. You know, it used to be a great responsibility in the natural to carry on the family name. And you didn't besmudge that thing. It was important. The family name, you brought honor. Something happened in there? Is the lid bouncing? Yeah. Well, how much more in the Lord's portion? If you're still in Deuteronomy, turn back a couple pages. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 11 through verse 15. For this commandment which I commanded thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou should say, who should go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I've set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. I believe that's exactly the way. I don't believe it. I know it. I was there, the new birth. Those things were set before me. You see, I thought you didn't believe in free will. I didn't. And I don't. Until I'm born again of the Spirit of God. Because prior to that, my will's bent to hell. But now, you see, these things are before me. I have this great inheritance. And then you see verse 19, he reiterates, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. The Lord's portion is his people. Are we not presented talents by which to live by? We've spoken on this so many times. A legacy, so to speak. Sons of God, new creatures in Christ Jesus. And I think we often forget these things are set before us. These talents and gifts, our cross. If you must search for your talent, if you've not already your inheritance, then perhaps you need to examine your own self whether you be in the faith of these. Because these had a great faith, and they were BC. Well, we're without excuse. We're AD. This, our faith chapter of those that went before us by faith. And yet God says, but I've provided some better thing for you. Wow. I've provided some better thing for you. Is this apparent to you? This better thing? So superior that these great ones could not even be made perfect without us. Consider how great a salvation this is. This great inheritance. Any wonder? Turn back to Hebrews. Go back to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 3 and verse 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. We see folks today, and they have these lotteries, and they don't just win millions, and now they have lotteries, they win $1 billion, however much that is, 1,000 million, however much that is. And we see men, they win these great sports victories, and we instantly see the image, and they're elated beyond, you know, just. And yet here we are. Chosen of God, children of the Most High, inheritors of some better thing. And what is our life? God told those of Israel, he'll open unto thee his good treasure. And yet to us, some better thing. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 32. And then we'll be done. Verse 7 through verse 9. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he'll show thee. Thy elders, and they'll tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance. When he separated the sons of Adam and he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. And then we saw it. For the Lord's portion is his people. You see that? Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Should we not all sit astonished? Beyond measure? He said, wait, I've got some better thing for you. I just read the faith chapter. I've got some better thing for you. We're now, as Peter says, lively stones. A spiritual house. A holy priesthood created to offer spiritual sacrifices. Some better thing. Some better thing. And they can't be made perfect without that. Which means you and I can be made perfect. And maybe we won't have to walk around. Looks like I might escape the goat skins and some of that. Not the flesh, though. I can tell you it's a rocky road after 70. So when you're about and when you're reading or when you're through your day, all I can tell you and charge you is remember, God provided for you some better thing.